evening. We're getting ready to go live with the broadcast. We have internet service tonight. That's exciting to know. So it looks like we're going to be live on both the telephone and the internet. So we're going to go live on the internet now. And we're live and recording. Now, we have a little challenge with our camera. I'm looking very yellow. I'm really not that jaundiced. So we were doing some recordings today for the new Daily Dose of Og. You might want to have a chance to go to the website, to ogmandino.com, and click on from there, go to our YouTube channel, and or just go directly to YouTube, to ogmandino.com, or ogmandino channel. You'll see our channel because we've got that little picture of a plant that you see on the website. So just click on that and go to the channel. We have several of Og Mandino's speeches now up on the site, several of my speeches. The Daily Dose of Og, and starting May 1st, this morning, we've got a whole new series of Daily Doses of Og. Instead of going through the scrolls line upon line, we're taking inspired moments based on where we think people might be in a given day. What could lift and build a person? So have some fun going there. We just contracted with a company today who's going to help us with our Facebook page. We're on a timeline. It's beautifully designed. But they're taking it to a whole another level, and Daily Dose of Og will be on that site, so Facebook as well. So go on the Facebook, Og Mandino Facebook, like us. The last 3 weeks, I think we've added 4,000 people who like that page. We're up to 8,300, I think, now. And our goal is to take it way beyond that so that we can create a really fun Og Mandino community on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, on the Og Mandino site, places where people can come and take free assessments and find out about Og Mandino and just do wonderful things. And, of course, we'd love to have you pick up a copy of the book. I signed, how many yesterday, sweetheart? 250 books yesterday and another 40 or so this morning. And it's just a very exciting thing to see people have changes in their lives by getting these principles and learning them. Thank you for being a part of a coaching program that makes you eligible to be here. And lastly, for those of you who are on the website tonight, last week we had a crash on our website here up in this area. We had IT people here till late at night getting us back up and going. We're so very sorry when that happens. When it does, just make sure you get on the telephone and join us so that you can participate in the Tuesday night celebration of life. We don't want you to miss any of this, so make sure that you join us. I think that's just about it for tonight as far as announcements. Great to have my sweetheart with me, Ramona, who's with us, and excited to go through this process with you. This is something that's really sacred to us. And it's always a reminder. I always love to share these principles of goal setting because it reminds us that we need to fine-tune and tweak our own program so that we can continue to follow those principles that have brought so much happiness into our life. Now, we've been in mental creation for the last week or so. Mental creation, this is one of two ways in which creation occurs, both interrelated, both equally important. In our mind, we use our thoughts constructively. We don't escape into the future. We don't go into catastrophe. Just not going there today. We pull out that tomahawk. We're staying in creation. And in creation, we use our mind one of five constructive ways so that we can manifest inspired ideas and impressions and solutions to challenges. I remember this morning sitting on the massage chair. I do that in the morning. Then Ramona and I do weightlifting this morning. This morning was our chest workout. We had a blast this morning. It was so fun. We had so many cathartic laughs that we tinkled in the ends of our fingers, didn't we, sweetheart? I'm on this chair, and I'm mentally rehearsing, exercise we studied last week, mentally rehearsing what could be said in an email that we're going to be sending out to everyone in our database. When you get it, you'll see. I just felt really inspired to share a couple, three things that were important. It's going to guide the way this new email goes out to everyone. So excited to send that to you and have you reflect on your own life and where you are and share that with your friends. It's wonderful when we have these inspired ideas. They drive us. They ignite our passion. I've been on fire all day long, just so excited. And here we are, where we are, 7:05. We've been going at this for 12 hours now without a break, and who wants a break? This is so fun to be creating something that impacts lives, and for yourself to learn how to do this. Mentally rehearse, seeking inspiration. If there's anyone I can serve, put them on my path, and I'll serve them. I found that person this afternoon about 4 o'clock. Isn't that nice? Yeah, pretty tender. Someone who is my age. When I went through my crisis, 37. They're 37. It's wonderful to just be able to show up. This happened to be for this person's mother. And have a conversation of how we could serve that young man more effectively. I just knew that's why I was here today. For that moment. You just know in the moment. That's inspiration. Exploration is when you're considering possibilities without making tangible commitments and problem solving. Turning your systemic mind loose out there in the peaks and valleys of possibility and considering solutions to challenges. This is a beautiful way to use our mind. It's so inspiring. And tonight we're going to go into one of the most important and powerful. Yet it's one, especially in the first area we're going to talk about tonight, it's one we rarely use. We go through the motions. It's just heartbreaking for me as a coach to work with someone who has a relationship that's in trouble or one that's had to end a relationship because two people just grew apart. Love is something that is intentionally created, intentionally nurtured, intentionally developed. It doesn't just happen. Because if we live our life wanting it to just happen, it won't happen. Matter of fact, the opposite generally happens. And people just grow apart, and all of a sudden the children are gone, and there's nothing left in common. Now, two people don't always have everything in common as it is, correct? Ramona has things she loves to do. I love the things I love to do. They're not always the same. But the love, the bond, the unity, the support, that building is intentionally created. And we're going to talk about that first tonight. We're talking about how to use this vivid visualization to create a relationship. And I can tell you, I mentioned something today to a client. It just hit me so oddly. Because people lose relationships when things get tough. And I think about losing cars and houses and money in the bank and stocks and bonds and et cetera. And it was devastating. Back in 1988 and 89, we lost millions. And to spend the next 10 years paying back $1 million in debt, that was an awful experience, but it would have paled in comparison to losing a companion that I love with all my heart. We want to intentionally create our relationships. Intentionally create our relationships. So let's explore what we do if we really want to do this. And if you're in a relationship that's struggling, I can tell you, love can be reignited. I write in the book about a situation where someone was having a challenge and talked to that person last week and how wonderful things are in their relationship. We can intentionally reconnect and bring passion and love and tenderness and kindness back into a relationship. That is possible. Now, if you're in a relationship where there's abuse, physical, emotional abuse, everything we're going to talk about tonight's off the table. When abuse is present, it's time to get professional assistance. And I'm a coach. I'm not a therapist. I'm here when you're ready to move forward and things are ready to move forward. Abuse is something where we can be really stuck, and it requires professional intervention. Law enforcement, legal counsel, therapist, clergy, somewhere you can go where someone's been trained to help you navigate those very difficult waters. if it's not abusive, it's just not working, or it is and you want it to have it even better, or you're not in a relationship but would like to have a relationship, I'm going to walk you through some basic principles tonight that you're going to want to employ to create and sustain, grow and build that kind of a relationship. Now, I'm not going to propose to you that this relationship I have with Ramona is perfect. I will tell you Ramona is perfect. But our relationship is not. We had a couple of moments this weekend that were a little intense, not because of her, because of me. My mind just wasn't paying attention to the details. And it took just a moment for me to kind of make that shift to get back. Because we can be a real burden. We can drain another person based on how we're showing up. So the first principle in building a loving relationship is that we show up. That we show up. And often, especially in this world in which we live in today, everybody's in this for themselves. I recently heard someone say, well, am I supposed to pretend it's okay? I feel like I'm violating my own value if I don't speak my mind. We want to make sure that we understand that's a systemic thought, right, wrong. Win, lose, life, death. I have to speak my mind to be right, to fix it, to change it. It's not good. That's a systemic thought. Mathematically, it's significant. But it pales in comparison to the practical benefits, extrinsic thought processes, such as, is it really worth creating stress at this point? Now, for violating ourselves from abuse, that's a different discussion, but many times, it really isn't worth it from a practical standpoint. And from an intrinsic standpoint, even a higher level of thought, if we love someone unconditionally, we're going to give them space to be human. I was in a conversation with a client about this on Tuesday night, and she sent back an email and said, is Ramona an angel? And I said, yeah, she is. She's learned that I eventually come around. She just smiled. Sometimes it takes a while because I can be really stubborn. But she also knows that if she were to be a nagging, insistent, outspoken person, it would only make it worse. It would push my systemic buttons, then I'd need to be right, and then I'd need to speak my truth, and two people trying to speak their truth does not make for a relationship. There are times when our spouse will do things that a systemic thought's going to want us to verbalize. We are not burying our feelings when we don't speak our mind in those moments. We're actually exercising a higher level of thinking. Everybody understand this? It's a higher level of thinking. From a practical standpoint, or from the standpoint of how priceless they are as a human being. This can be hard in a world where everyone speaks their mind. That's great. But if we're always going to speak our mind and need to be right about it, we will never be in a long-term, tender, precious, loving relationship. Because part of what we do when we come to the relationship is we give up the need to be right. We start looking for the good in a person's idea. We start putting things in their proper perspective. Yes, I could get upset about that. But what would happen if I look for something they did that was good? What would happen if I constantly, obsessively looked for the good they're doing? Thank you for that. Thank you for that. That was so wonderful. Am I being fake and phony, or am I finally noticing another human being? And I would suggest to you most of the time we're finally noticing. It is no longer about us in a relationship. A partnership is, by its very definition, a joint heir. A joint heir. In other words, in this partnership, there is equality in everything. Finances, decisions. It is bilateral, not unilateral, not one person making the decision for two, but each sharing. Yes, but if I ask her, she doesn't want me to do that. We had the most interesting discussion. I hope Ramona's okay if I share it. I just love antiques. I just love antiques. I'm a bargain hunter. I'm always looking for something that's very valuable that someone may not want. It's like watching Pickers. Watching Pickers on the what is that? National Geographic, Channel 269 on cable television. I love that. Going through the garage of all the stuff and finding some priceless antique. If you want to see one, there's one right behind me over my right shoulder. Anybody see it? If you're on the video, you'll see it. It's a carving of an Indian. It happens to be about 150 years old. And it's got a brushing of silver, as in silver. It's very unique and very unusual, carved in Louisiana. Person just wanted to sell it. Her brother bought it 15 years ago. I bought it for almost nothing, just a couple $100. I was pretty darn excited about it. Ramona doesn't like antiques. I bought it. I wanted to put it in the family room. Matter of fact, I did. I put it in the family room. I moved a few things around. I put it in the family room with all the other crazy stuff that we got, some African art, some stuff we got in Fiji when we were scuba diving, other little pieces and trinkets and whatever. And I came in the other day, and it was here in my office. You see it there in the back of the room. It's in my office. I thought, wow, I really wanted the family room. Ramona shared with me about how she felt about it. I stepped into her world and listened to it, and I thought, you know, it's got a great home right here in my office. I look at it all day long. I look over there, and it just reminds me of this wonderful things. It just something that was hand-carved years ago that I got for a great bargain. It's worth multiple times what I paid for it. And I'm going, this is exciting. And it's right here with me. And Ramona is very happy to have it. She just winked, right here with me. Well, it's kind of interesting because I'm kind of a bargain hunter. I'd want to find a little thing here, a little thing there. And that's just not her thing. And having a conversation bilaterally, if I want to buy something and she doesn't really want it, well, if I were to buy it and I put it in my office, would that be okay with you? Sure, that's fine. But I want to buy it, I want to put it in the family room, but that doesn't work for her. Anybody have these kinds of conversations? I see this all the time. Well, I want to buy a bicycle. Well, you got a bicycle. Or I want to buy a new bowling ball. You already got a bowling ball. And we feel like we're being restricted when, in fact, sometimes it's important that we really listen. We had the most delightful conversation driving for quite some time the other day, having this conversation, having me find out what's really important to Ramona and what she would really like to be focused on in terms of acquisitions if we're in acquisition mode. What would she like next? Well, it's really not that important to me. But am I willing to see how important it is to her? That's a bilateral relationship. We show up, and when we make this decision to be in a partnership, it's not based on my terms. It's based on our joint heir, equal. Now, there's another piece of this definition that's fascinating, and that is it's equal in decisions, but each person has what's called several liability, which means each person is totally responsible for the success or failure of the partnership. That's an interesting concept. It's a legal concept in a partnership. Each have equal right in an equal partnership. And both have complete responsibility for the entire success or failure. Think about a relationship, a committed relationship based on these principles. Equal in decision making. I don't just go do what I want to do, spend what I want to spend when I want to do it. That's not an option. And I'm totally responsible for the success or failure, which means my primary responsibility is lifting and building my partner. It's been my experience that when we make this shift in a relationship and we truly start showing up for the other person, we don't lose ourselves. That person reciprocates. And by being totally focused on that person, they start to become totally focused on us. And the joy that can come into a relationship when both people are focused on lifting and building the other, we actually become beneficiaries, both of us, of something greater than anything that could be created by ourselves. This is a beautiful thing in a relationship. So for us to go into a goal-setting exercise, it's very important that we first make this decision, that we're in a partnership. Now, that may be difficult. Some of you may be on this phone by yourself. Your partner may not be here in this discussion. And so you'll want to focus on being the very best partner that you can be and influencing and inspiring the other partner to show up, and doing so, if you can, without strings, without scorekeeping. It's discernible, and it's uncomfortable. And most good people will respond to a partner who's really focused on creating a partnership. If not, well, you may have a different decision to make. And sometimes those decisions are appropriate, painful, but appropriate. I'm not going to give you a lecture tonight on marriage or divorce or when you should or shouldn't. Tonight is all about we want to move forward. I want to show up as the very best partner in a partnership. And it's time for me to start becoming intentional in creating something magnificent. So that's where we're going to start. To do so, we want to go to a time in the future. We can do this with our vivid visualization. Now, I would recommend you go at least 5 years into the future. 5 years. Ramona and I have chosen to go to age 85. You know, it seems like it won't be too long, and that will be 5 years, sweetheart. No! Just go into the future, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And we want you to have a vivid visualization about what might be possible. Now, this is one of the few places we would go to do a vivid visualization. We generally go to a time when we have a different house or different lifestyle or different something. But this, we want to go into the future and just focus solely on this relationship. And Ramona and I will tonight use some of our examples from our plan to so you can see it. And then you'll want to customize it to fit you. This is our vision. So at age 85, our vision is we're sitting on the deck of our cabin at Bear Lake overlooking the lake. It's 22 miles long. It's 8 miles wide. It's turquoise water. It's just beautiful. And it's a little crisp, so we have a sweater on, sitting on these two chairs. And we don't have those two chairs yet. The chairs we have outside are plastic chairs that go around the tables and et cetera out there on the deck. Eventually, we'll have the two chairs we sit in, these two overstuffed chairs. I could just feel it. We're sitting in the overstuffed chairs. Ramona's sitting to my right. I've got a cup of hot chocolate in my left hand. I can see this so vividly, and I'm looking over, holding her hand, looking into her eyes. And all the years are written on the wrinkles of her face. They're beautiful wrinkles. She's earned every one of them, sacrificing for me. And hopefully I've earned mine doing likewise for her. Now, guys, I want you to feel a little bit about what I see in that space. Today is the 1st of May. What a great day, May Day. So May Day, from now until whenever you're going to have your vision, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, whenever it is, here's your commitment. I'm going to be faithful to her in every way. Some may have struggled with pornography addiction. Some may have beating ourselves up. This is about making a commitment on May 1st, 2012, from this day forward. I'm going to be faithful to her in every way. You can make that commitment. Imagine. I imagine age 85 looking in Ramona's eyes and being able to say that to her. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to be able to say to a spouse? That you've been faithful in every way. What a great moment. And to have her feel that and have felt that for all of those years. Age 85, I assume we're getting pretty close to leaving the planet at some point. And of all the things you look back in a relationship, you don't want to have regrets. So from May 1st, let's not have any more regrets in terms of the way in which we behave, both when we're home, when we're away from home, when we're traveling on the road, that everything about what we think and do, what we watch on television, the books we read, the magazines we view, the people we talk to, that in every way they can feel and know we're not available. We have an absolute commitment. We're joint heirs. I'm speaking to the guys now, with your companion. Imagine what that would feel like. How might we think differently? Where might we go differently? If that is a total 100% commitment. Well, once we've reflected on this commitment, we want to reflect on our finances. What are our finances like? Are we okay at age 85? We reflect on our health. What is our health like at age 85? What is our spiritual life like at age 85? Ramon and I have talked about the fact that our kids are going to be coming to the cabin any minute. They're going to show up any minute. We're just sitting here enjoying this moment of peace. And our kids are going to be like 50 years old. I mean, can you imagine, sweetheart? And they've got children, and some of their children have children. So we've got not only children, but grandchildren, but even great-grandchildren coming to see us. And the question we want to ask is this. Why? Why would they want to come and see us? What did we do from May 1st, 2012 until then that would make them want to come? We're not going to lament anything we haven't done. What from May 1st until whenever this time in the future is, what did we do that would make them want to come? From May 1st until this time in the future, what have we done to become financially secure? From May 1st, this time in the future, what have we done to increase our health so that we can stay together longer? What have we done since then to increase our spirituality? Whatever that means for you. What have we done from here to there? I want you to imagine you're sitting there, us at age 85, reflecting on all of those things that have happened since May 1st, until then, and let your imagination go wild. What kinds of things might you have done? I believe that that's a question that can get answered if you want to ask it. And after we reflected on where we are, what happened between now and then to get there, then we're going to break this down into some bite-sized pieces for execution. And we're going to start on a daily basis. Then we're going to go to weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annual. So on a daily basis, so just write that down, daily basis, what am I going to do on a daily basis to intentionally create that outcome? For us, that's at age 85. For you, that could be 5 years from now, 10 years from now. What are you going to do on a daily basis to intentionally create that outcome? From May 1st forward, what could you do? Just take out a piece of paper and explore possibilities. If I were to turn to Ramona and say, Ramona, what's something that we could do on a daily basis, you could do for me or I could do for you, that would cause us to intentionally create that outcome at age 85 that we see, sitting on that porch holding hands, drinking that hot chocolate? What would you give me as an example, sweetheart? Exercise. Now, did we exercise pretty hard this morning? We really did. We pushed it very hard this morning. Now, tomorrow's a whole new day, another opportunity. Have I done that every day? Have I been doing that every day? No. Do I miss some days? Yes. Is it important to you that I do that?
You do it every day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, except for Sunday. We don't do that on Sunday. Yes, that would be important that we do that every day. So, when I wake up tomorrow morning, if I'm focusing on this plan, and I'm focusing on what can I do to serve Ramona, what can I do to lift and build her, I just found out that if I got up and I really exercise hard to take care of my body, that would be a blessing to her. Is that right? Now, there's another reason to get up, isn't there? There's another reason to do it. I may not want to, but if I truly love Ramona tomorrow morning, what will I do? Well, that's going to be a tough one, isn't it? I just really set myself up. That could be telling, yes. Well, do I love her enough to stay physically fit so that I'm going to be here? Physically okay. So I'm not a burden. I'm a blessing. There's one thing we could do on a daily basis. Exercise. Stay physically fit. What's something else we'd learn? I'm getting in trouble here, aren't I?
You sure you want to ask this? Conversation.
Conversation. We could have conversation on a regular basis. It's one of my favorite things to do with Ramona, is just sit and listen to her and have her share and show up for her. Guys, we have a tendency to want to fix everything. We have answers for everything. If I said to you, Ramona, if Ramona were to say to me, what do you think I should do? If I said to you, well, would you like my advice or would you prefer I just listen? What might you say, sweetheart?
Just listen.
Just truly be available so that they can feel that we understand where they are. Now, I'm speaking from a man's perspective, and ladies, I hope you're smiling as I'm asking Ramona these kinds of questions. Sweetheart, what could you do for me on a daily basis?
Well, I think you need to answer that, and I'll step up.
Well, the scary part in my life is she does. So that's why I was asking my side of the equation. What's one of the things that we do every morning and every night together?
Pray.
We pray together. Now, if you don't pray, don't be offended by that. If you do, and you do it privately, I would recommend trying. For 37 years, that's been our program. We've missed a day or two here and there, haven't we? We just have. But most of the time, we get down on our knees in the morning and at night and have a prayer together. Ramona's the voice in the morning. I'm the voice at night. It's a great thing to do. What else could we do?
Have a meal at least once together.
Have a meal together. Have breakfast together or dinner together. We'll have dinner after this together. We've been going all day long right up to when we have our dinner together, so we could do dinner together. Now, we had a client give us an idea. She said she went home and her husband wasn't part of the coaching and it took a little while to kind of get him engaged in this. So be patient, ladies, if your husband's not part of the coaching. And she said, I talked him into doing something. She called it the 10-second kiss. She said every day at some point in the day, they want to be able to have a 10-second kiss. We've tried that. Ramona just went, yoo-hoo. It just lights something. It just lights something up. It's like dating again. That's what she said, and true to form, it is. It's like dating again. A 10-second kiss. Just imagine what that would feel like. Now we can go through a few more things. Maybe a little note, a little phone call, text message during the day. Little things that can be done. If we're conscious and we're thinking about this, instead of being in fantasy or catastrophe, that's what we're thinking about. What can I create? How can I create that? How will that serve? We can do little things on a daily basis. Now, weekly. This is something Ramona and I love to do on a weekly basis. Even when we had small children, even when finances were extremely tight. Because it doesn't take money for this. It just takes the allocation of the time. Oh, you might take a little money if there's a babysitter. But you can find yourself trading. If you watch my kids tonight, I'll watch your kids tomorrow night. And both can have a date, and nobody has an expense for a babysitter. That's possible if you get creative. But that once a week is called a non-negotiable date night. Now, it doesn't have to be a circus event. It doesn't have to be expensive. Many times I turn to Ramona and say, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? You want to go to dinner? Yeah. What do you want to have? I don't know. Want to see a movie? Yeah. What movie? I don't know. It's terribly indecisive sometimes. It's not about the movie. It's not about the dinner. It's about just holding hands for a few moments, looking into each other's eyes, and being together with the world shut out, with the phones turned off, a non-negotiable date night, 2 or 3, maybe 4 hours once a week. I can tell you that, and I get pushback from young mothers with children. Well, I can't leave them, or yes, you can. You really can. And your husband really needs you. The day will come when they're not there, and it's just the two of you. And that's not the time to build this. This is built on the journey along the way. Get creative. Use your mind. Mentally rehearse. Explore possibilities. Use your problem solving. This is how you use your mind. Come up with the solutions to the barriers for why this doesn't happen. Because if you do a non-negotiable date night for 2 or 3 weeks in a row, you'll be hooked. You'll be hooked. You'll just want to do it. So, non-negotiable date night. Now the next one's interesting. If you can, once a month, break away for at least a day. At least a day. And that day you do, 1 week we do what Ramona would want to do, 1 week Ramona does what I'd like to do. We try to break away for a couple of days. That was the reason why we had the goal to buy a cabin, so we'd have a place to go. So we don't have a reoccurring expense. We just, it's not about where we go. It's not about exploring stuff. It's about just for us. It's just about being together. Just about being together. Our life is so busy, it's hard to plan that one, isn't it? It's hard to plan that one. The 17th, is that what it is, May? I'm going to pull it up here just for a second. I'll tell you what it is. That's May 18th and 19th. That's our next weekend. May 18th and 19th. Lots of things scheduled around that. But that's our block. If you could just do it for a day, do it at least for a day. Everybody needs three things. They need someone to love, someone who loves them, and something to look forward to. In the craziness of our lives right now, I hear all the time, gosh, Dave, I don't know if I can last that long. I don't know if I can keep doing this. I'm getting so tired. And I say, well, then plan something that you can look forward to. The closer we get to the 18th and 19th of May, I can tell you the more excited I'm going to become, the more difficult it's going to be to stay focused, because when I get there, I can shut this off. I love what I do, but I love that time when I can just be with Ramona. Looking forward to that moment this month. So plan a day. On a quarterly basis, plan a retreat. Now, if someone says, I can't afford a retreat, well, when we get to goal setting for a business, which is where we'll be next week, most likely, depends on how fast we get through this tonight. I don't want to race anything. We get into our business and we start planning our business and the income we're going to generate, what we're going to do with our lives financially. This is when we build in a retreat. Well, maybe this month it can only be this, but 3 months from now we could get to this level of income and cover it with this. It's part of the reason why we will get up early. It's part of the reason why we'll work a little extra. It's the reason why we'll stay focused during work time that we've allocated. We'll be in those power sessions we'll learn about here in the next couple of weeks. We're totally focused in the now, mind and body, focusing all of our efforts on the task at hand, and it'll help us forget all else. We're willing to pay that price of creation intentionally so that we can have that quarterly retreat. That's what drives it. It's not a fantasy to have it. It's scheduled, and we intentionally create the revenue to do it. We'll find the solution if it's important that we do it, and it is so important that it be done. So have that quarterly retreat. Now, annually, you want to get away for about a week if you can. Get away for about a week. And the question is this. I even wrote it in the book. I'm going to find my copy of the book right now, if I could just turn here for a moment. in the book, we're talking about this goal-setting exercise, and we get down to mental creation in this relationship. I actually want to read what I wrote. I wrote, so many couples grow apart over the years, and after the children leave home, they find themselves living separate lives. Our children are precious, but we do not want them to become a wedge. Use your best judgment to schedule as much time as possible, taking into consideration the age of your children and any special needs. Can you think of a single practice more important in the day than creating these moments and memories? If you and your companion connect on a daily basis, have a non-negotiable date night each week, invest an entire day each month devoted to serving one another, get away every quarter for 2 days, and spend 1 week a year together away from the world, what are the chances? You'll keep challenges in proper perspective, respond with kindness and love, minimize the cold moments of silence, more quickly break through into the light of understanding, and eventually realize in tangible reality the relationship of your dreams. Dreams don't just happen. Success doesn't just happen. Happiness doesn't just happen. All of these are intentionally created. The goal of such a relationship is worthy of the vision, passion, and action of intentional creation. That's on page 197 and 198 of the book. 197 and 198. Now, when we get together next week, I'm going to take us into two other places that are work-related. Some of you have jobs that you work on a daily basis. You show up, and you have a certain task to do, and you come home. Some of you have a home-based business that you do when you come home, and some of you work a home-based business full-time, or a retail business where you're the boss, you're the owner. Next week, we're going to go into goal-setting as it relates to creating a footprint. Creating a footprint on this planet, doing something significant in an employee-employer relationship. Oh, this is so sadly missing in today's world. Come back prepared next week for us to create some goals, to fall back in love with what you do as a living, and the blessings that can come from fully maximizing who you are and showing up in that space. And then we want to talk about if you're a business owner, either part-time, full-time, home-based, or retail, or some other business, service business, how to create the income you desire. What are the steps to use vivid visualization to go out 1 year, which is all we recommend, 1 year, get a clear financial vision, and work your way back so that we're doing the kinds of things in the millimeters of life that will actually generate that revenue. Come back next week, and let's go into these details in preparation for this in your intentional creation studio. Listen to this section on goal setting. If you have a copy of the book, or get a copy of the book and read this section, starts on about page 198, about goal setting in this area. And let's come back and take this to a new level so that we can fall in love with living present in the now, passion-driven, because we have a purpose. We know why we're here. I know why we're here. No. Starting with your relationship. Remember, joint heirs? Equal decision-making, but totally responsible for the entire partnership. We show up focused on lifting and building our partner. They show up lifting and building us. Together we create something so magnificent it far outweighs what we could do on our own with ourselves. We're actually a better person, more whole and complete, more full of joy in the journey. And then let's put together a plan so we're intentionally doing it. And I shared some things tonight that are so important to me. I just felt so impressed to go there. because we live in a world where almost everyone believes they need to speak their mind. That's not true. Extrinsic thought says, let's be a little bit more practical. Intrinsic thought says, let's have a little bit more agape love. Let's step into their world. Let's see it through their eyes. Let's be compassionate. See their suffering. Let's stop making this all about ourselves. There are times we'll bite our tongue, and sometimes we can be like fifth graders. Bite our tongue, but we're going to make you pay for it. You know, it's that kind of a feeling. I'm going to get even with you. I'm going to wear it on my face. I'm going to mope around like a victim. I'm going to make your life miserable. The only life that gets made miserable is our own. It's our own. Let us not go into that space. Let us let go of our selfish needs and show up in a partnership to love and serve and find the joy that comes from being okay even when it's not okay. Being kind even when someone may not be kind. And not with a string attached and not keeping score. Letting it go and just being kind. Now that's not naive. As I started this conversation by saying if there's abuse, emotional or physical abuse, all these bets are off. What I just said doesn't apply. But if there's not emotional or physical abuse, let us stop thinking about us and start finding the joy that comes from reflecting on others. And let us start with our committed relationships. We don't need to speak our mind. We need to have a heightened level of awareness so we can see it for what it is in the moment and not destroy a day or a week because of some petty, selfish perspective. This is one of the greatest gifts you can give a companion, one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself. May we have the courage to try it this week and find the peace that comes from being peaceful. That's my hope. Well, everybody have a great night. So wonderful to be with you. I hope I don't feel like I preached to you about this. I just spend so much time with those who are troubled and challenged in this area. And reflecting on what makes Ramona so remarkable is this very thing I've shared with you. May you have the courage to try it.